Thank you for holding. Is this Vinny?
This is.
Hey, Vinny. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's a busy morning so far. It's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yes, she has.
Okay. She wanted me to go over some pricing and some details, but did you have any questions for me in regards to the listing or how it works?
No, not at this time.
Okay. If any questions pop up, just fire them at me. I've been here way too long.
All right. Sounds good.
Know all the ins and outs. So I'm going to send you a text message here just so that you can see everything. While we're waiting for that to come through, you know, the major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available. Have you ever looked up masonry before in the area?
In the past I have, yeah. Yep.
Okay. When you do that search, there's a map that pops up, and then right now the three companies that are showing are Rochester Masonry and Stamp, Valley Stone Masonry, and Stone Design Masonry. Have you heard of those guys?
Never heard of any of them, actually.
Really? Okay. Those are the ones showing for the Rochester area.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you haven't heard of Stone Design?
Yeah, they're not local. I mean, they're definitely not smaller local companies because I haven't heard of them, but they probably are bigger corporate companies or who knows. But yeah, I've never heard of any of them three.
Everybody starts somewhere. I wouldn't say they're large though. I mean, but they've been around for a long time. So they're small, but they've been around for a while. A lot of them are like 25 plus years, 20 years, 15 years. One of them's in Penfield, and the other one's in Hilton, so they're not exactly Rochester. Only Valley Stone Masonry is actually in Rochester. But
got it. Understood. Hilton's in my backyard. I'm in North Greece, and Hilton is like 10, 12 minutes from me. So, and Penfield's on my eastern side.
Oh, yeah. So the listings, the way they work, they'll actually cover up to a 25-mile radius. So you have a pretty large service area that you'd be covering here. It's not just Rochester. A lot of times what the guys do is they'll shrink it. Or obviously if you don't go past the country line, then it cuts it off. Like if you don't go past Buffalo, it'll cut it off. So you can hand select like what services you're listed for as well. You know, we give you 15 total keywords. Masonry would just be one of them. And then you could also customize the area. You don't have to take up the full area if you're not willing to go there or don't want to go there.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
But I was using those as references because those would be like direct competitors on that first. You'll be up there with them as a top recommended option. The reason you want to be there is 90% of searches start and stop right there on the first page. So you know, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look. But because we're a Google partner, we would actually complete your online business profile in order to get you Google verified. So there's a lot more than just putting you on Google for 15 keywords in a 25-mile radius that we would do for you.
Sure. No, I understand. So now after you've been explaining this more, I actually, because I didn't specifically realize when she called me yesterday what this was all going to be about. But no. I'm actually already paying somebody to do all of that for me. And my Google stuff, they're already working on it. My Google business already did get verified. And it's already part of a program that I'm using as my CRM for scheduling and stuff. And they're the ones that built my website. But they also, as a free service through them because of other things that I'm paying for, they're going to do almost half of what you just said that would be part of this package. So
Google Places placements are exclusive, though. You can't get those unless you go through a Google partner. Do you know the name of the company you signed up with?
The company that I'm using for my CRM? Yeah, it's House Call Pro.
Oh, House, that's different. No. Yeah, that's
somewhat different, yes. But they have an internal Google team, and I am provided with, like what you just said, the 15 keywords and all of that. I mean, that's included with my service with them and their Google team. So I'm not saying it's identical to what you're offering me, but I just got to be honest. Like, I'm looking at the prices and stuff, and I haven't even broke ground yet. Like, I don't even have a foot out the door yet. As the new owner of the company, I'm brand new, and I'm just starting to schedule people. So, like, I just, at this time, I can't take on another multiple $100 a month fee until I'm bringing money in the door, if that makes sense.
No, that's totally understandable. Well, just to kind of throw it at you, Tara was asking me to put you on the Platinum Bundle for just $299 month to month. Is that still out of the range?
So the Platinum one that I'm looking at here that says that it's $1,100 a month, you're going to offer me that for $299 a month?
The one that says $599 and has a ribbon that says most popular, if you scroll to the last, it's the last package down. We were going to reduce it to $299 and then waive all the setup fees on the package as well. So it's $600 savings and then $300 every month moving forward on the placement.
And it's a month to month. So if I'm not satisfied, and so if I agreed to doing this with you guys, how does that work with the free service that I get through House Call Pro? Because I got to be honest, like, I'm having a hell of a time with them trying to help me set the Google up anyways. Mm-hmm. So maybe this is something that you could help out with, I guess. Because I keep taking on monthly fees. And I'm up to almost $2,000 in monthly fees right now, and I'm not even making any money.
Right. So let me do this, right? I'm going to send you one text message. I need you to click on it, and I need you to read it. And then I'm also going to send another one right after that, okay? But this one's coming through. It looks like a big link. But if you click on it, it's
hasn't just come yet. The first one came fast.
Yeah, that was weird.
All right, it just came through. So this big link. So what am I clicking on by clicking on this?
It's literally just a Google search. So it's literally, I just typed in, like, is House Call Pro a Google partner doing SEO? Right?
Okay.
Which is search engine optimization. And if you read the AI overview, it'll tell you House Call Pro is not officially listed as a Google Premier Partner agency, but they are authorized to, like, integration partner for Google's local service ads and reserve with Google. So,
yep, basically, reserve with Google. That's what I have through them.
Right. So that's a completely different system, and they're not actually a Google Premier Partner. Now, the second thing I'm sending over is about our company. Is Local Splash a Google partner, right? And then you could obviously see there. So the difference would be working with somebody who is a Google Premier partner versus working with somebody who isn't. And regardless of all the tools that they give you, at the end of the day, your results are going to be based on whether you're showing up and you're Google verified or not. And right now, you're not showing up on the first page and your Google business profile is not fully verified. It is created though. So they did at least create a profile for you. I found it here, but no review.
Yeah. Well, I got verified. Google was taking forever to verify me. I had to do the verification video 3 times. They kept sending back saying, we need a new Google verify. So I had been trying to get verified on Google since December, and finally, 2 weeks ago, they finally verified my 3rd video that I did. So, but that the Google is very new, and I'm old school. I've always been pen and paper. So even utilizing House Call Pro for my scheduling and stuff was new to me. Guys, I've never been like a computer person. It's all new to me. I'm learning, which is great. I have to learn now that I'm a business owner. So,
We make it easy for the business owner too. We don't expect you to be jumping on a computer after a long day of being on a roof fixing a chimney.
Sure.
You know, but we might have questions from time to time just to make sure that we're representing the business properly and that leads are coming in on a regular basis. But we don't expect you to do too much technical stuff. That's like 90% of the reason. I use that number a lot, but I would say it's about 90% of the reason that people hire us in the first place. You know what I mean? The business owner wants to outsource it and not have to deal with that. and just focus on the customer and doing what they do best. So if you look at that link, you could see, you know, our company, we are a premier Google partner. So it's as close as you can get to working with Google directly. I don't think you would have had those problems getting verified if the verification submission had come from us rather than a different company that's not right across the street from the Google headquarters.
Sure. That, oh, you guys are located right across the street from Google headquarters?
Yeah. If you look us up on the maps, Google Building 1 is the main building here in Southern California. We're right across the street from them. They record
our
conversations, oversee all our operations.
Got it. So you're willing to give me the platinum package for $299 a month. How long am I locked in at that? Am I locked in at that, or is that going to change in a year? Or, you know, how does that work? Like, let's say I do agree to it and I like it and I like the services you guys are offering me and I stick with you for at least the first full year. I'm $299 a month for that first year, but when does it change or does it change?
Well, we would lock you in at that rate, but if you were saying, hey, you're definitely going to give it a shot for a year, we have a 12-month prepay that'll actually save you about $1,100, even with that pricing structure, and drop it down to $2,500 for the year.
So $299 times 12 is $3,588, or if I paid it in one chunk and gave you guys a shot for a year, you would save me another...
It'd be $2,500 flat. So it'll save you $1,088 to be exact.
So 100 divided by 12. So and then that works out to be $208 a month. Bum bada bum bum bum.
Plus the platinum package, you have to remember that it's covering like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Facebook, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Apple Safari, you know. You're going to have multiple generating leads.
So I haven't even had the time yet to create a Facebook. Is that something you guys will help with as well?
Correct. Yeah, we'll create it and host it. Like I said, we do all the legwork on it to generate the leads, but we might want your input when we create the ad.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll send you a text message, say, hey, do you approve of this before we actually launch the ads that represent your company? But yes, it's all part of the service.
All right. So right now, if I agree to the 1 year, which I think I'm gonna, because this is going in a positive direction, and I just appreciate you. At the end of that year, if I am still happy with your guys' services, I wanted to continue on for another year. Would I get that same $2,500 for the next year as a rate because I'm locked in on it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just a phone call. I mean, I'll still be here. I've been here 13 years. Like I told you in the beginning of the call, I've been here way too long. So anytime you call in, you just let us know if you want to make a modification, not just to your billing or like the payment, but if you want to modify something with your account, we're always a phone call away. We have 24/7 customer service and I'll be available to you as well.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess this is something that I definitely need, and I haven't had time to really, you know, dive into figuring out the Google stuff and especially the Facebook stuff and all of that. Mm-hmm. So other than I have a personal Facebook, but I just haven't had time to create one for the business. So, I mean, it sounds like you guys are going to be very, very helpful. All right, let's do it. I'll sign up for the year, give you guys a shot for my first year. Full year in business and see how much you guys can help me.
Okay. How do you feel about House Call Pro? You told me you weren't too happy with how that's going. Are you going to continue to utilize those guys or are you going to discontinue that service?
So I'm going to continue using it for just my scheduling because it's a scheduling app all inclusive. So that's where I have my customer base and that's where I create estimates. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue that aspect of it, but they also built my website, which I'm paying a separate fee for that. It's not a big fee. It's minimal. Does my website have anything to do with this program with you guys, or would I continue my website with them and then you guys do everything else?
It shouldn't be a problem. All we would do is hyperlink the website to your Google Business
Perfect.
Profile, which it already is. It's already there. Okay. My concern and the reason that I asked that question is because once you start working with us as a Google partner, we'll get access to that Google business profile, and it'll effectively kick them out of that business profile. So they'll no longer have access to it or be able to do anything for you from a Google standpoint. But again, your scheduling and your website, you could still utilize them for if you've already paid for that.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. So I'm totally okay with that because, like I told you in the beginning, they haven't even helped me do anything with Google yet.
Yeah.
So, but with that being, since December, so a couple months, over 2 months now.
Yeah, you should have results by now. Yeah.
I agree. But by doing this with you guys, is it going to affect, because I do still have to connect my House Call Pro to Google so that people can book online, but they don't have to do that. I can do it myself through the app. Is that going to affect me being able to connect my House Call Pro to my Google page? It won't, right?
I'm actually going to message Steve and see if we can do – oh, hold on. Wait, answer that question again. I was messaging him.
Right now, I all day today, I've been editing my Pricebook and House Call Pro because there's two options that they have that link to Google. One is so that my Google reviews show up in House Call Pro and online booking, which is through, you know, they could book on Google directly through House Call Pro. So I've been trying to set that up today. Once I have that set up, is it going to affect if I have you guys now and I pay for this platinum package with you guys, am I still going to be able to have my online booking set up and my reviews set up through House Call Pro so that they're intertwined?
Gotcha. Yeah, so I actually just verified with Steve. That was the exact question that I asked him. I said, do we do House Call Pro integration? And he said yes. So we actually do have an app called the Local Splash app that'll actually separate like your Facebook, your Google results, the clicks, calls, leads, and everything. It's in your app store. It's under our company name, Local Splash. But what he's saying we can do is actually integrate that app into the Google app. So when you request leads or reviews, whether it be from the House Call Pro platform or our platform, it'll integrate for both.
Okay. All right, that works. And then I also have an account with Angie, where I do reviews there too. Do you guys have anything where we would connect? That's separate, so it doesn't really matter. I'm just asking. And then
Angie's
also, I'm also part of the BBB, and they sent me this integration app that is included with my BBB A+ accreditation, where it can link all of my reviews together as well in one app. So do you guys affiliate with the BBB as well or integrate?
Yes, the BBB, yes. We're affiliated and we integrate with the BBB, just not HomeAdvisor by Angie's. And then also, I want to let you know this too. So if you do get to a point where you do want to completely part ways with House Call Pro, with like the website and the scheduling app, our scheduling app isn't exactly the same as theirs. I hear people do like that one. I don't know the ins and outs of that one, why people like it so much, but Google does have its own scheduling platform that you would have through us. And then same thing with the website. If you want a custom website design, since you're doing the prepay for the year, we would gladly provide that for you at no additional charge. So if you do decide you want to save yourself money and get a new site, or maybe we can kind of copy as much as possible from this site. And I don't know if you own the domain, or, you know, we'd have to figure that out too. We either build.
Yeah. So because I pay for the monthly, so they kind of screwed me a little bit in the beginning. One person told me I should buy my own domain first and then give them the domain and they would build the website. And then when the website team called me, they said, oh, no, you don't have to do that. It's included for free with us. And then if you ever decide to not have us do the website anymore, we would just give you the domain. So if I did want, so if you guys can, if it in with your service, it's in, because the website team from them, they also are very difficult to get a hold of, to be honest. And that is a separate payment that I pay monthly for.
What are they charging you for the site every month?
$99.
Okay. Yeah, we could definitely save you some major money there, because this website would not be difficult for us to get going for you at all. Actually, we can get a better one going pretty quickly if you just send in some photos in your company logo.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's no extra charge to you. So if you want to go that route, we can have that developed pretty quickly. It wouldn't take us longer than a week.
Wow. And that's included in my package already for you guys to do, take care of my website.
Right. It's listed in the Platinum package as an optimized landing page.
Got it. Optimized landing page. Okay. And then with that being said, if I ever, so let's say I do that and I transfer my website to you guys as well, since it's already included and it saves me the $99 a month through them. Mm-hmm. Not much would change. What was I going to ask? If after the year with you guys and I'm just, you know, I decide to not carry on to another year, which I doubt that would be the case, but I'm just saying, would I then lose my website?
If you wanted to do another year or you didn't do another year?
If I didn't do another year.
Oh, yeah. We don't keep your Google business profile, your website, or anything. That's why I was asking you if you wanted to keep House Call Pro, because they're not legally allowed to, like, keep your website and keep your Google business profile or delete any of that stuff. All that would happen is that you would need to get the username and password so that we can log into it and then actually make the modifications and be added as a host. Same thing with your Google business profile. You'll probably have to gather that login information from them. And I would recommend that if you're going to tell them you're going to cancel, you probably ask for that information first before they try to hold it hostage from you.
All right. Yep. That's a good. So I got to ask them for the website login information and for the Google business login information.
Yeah, because you're the owner of it, so they should easily hand it over. But if you're telling them you're going to discontinue, they might try to say, "Oh, well, you need this extra fee or that extra fee or da 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 da." You know, I've heard that happen to people.
Okay. All right. So I'll work on getting that info.
They're going to ask you for that during a client interview as well. So I have to still create the position or create the account with us and then secure the position. And then I'll schedule that client interview. And then between now and the client interview, you could sign off on our paperwork and then get the credentials from them.
Okay. That works. I just left myself a note. I'll reach out to their customer support here in a little while and get the Google business profile login info and then the website. I feel like they're not going to give me the website one, but I'll battle with them.
If they don't,
I don't even have access to my own website.
Yeah, if they don't give it to you, don't panic. I could still get you a new domain. It's just the domain would probably be like phenomasonryandchimneyrestorationny.com. You know, it'll be really different. Yeah, we might have to add a little something to the end or maybe get a .org or a .net. But either way, it's attached to your Google business profile. So, you know, all they're doing is clicking on the website icon, really, and then it takes them there. Same thing with, like, the Facebook page and everything. It all have a hyperlink to where they could just click on it, takes them there. They don't have to type it out or anything.
Okay. They did tell me in the beginning that if I did decide to not have them do the website anymore, that they would give me the domain. So, and I have that on a recorded Facebook call. So,
okay.
A recorded Zoom call. So even if they did try to give me a hard time, I feel like I'm going to at least get my domain back. That's for sure. So.
Yeah, 100%. But I it sounds to me like you're definitely being overcharged. Like $100 a month just for the site is a little bit excessive.
Well, especially when for the first 2 months, it literally took them 10 days to get back to me on website edit requests that I wanted.
Mm.
10 days with stuff sitting there lingering.
Yeah, we have a live chat for revisions inside our app. So you can literally go to the app, click on the website section, and you can type in, "Hey, I want this changed," and they like receive it and just do it within 24 hours. And you could also call in at any time. We have 24/7 customer service, so. Anytime
awesome.
You call in, there's always a representative available to you.
All right. I got to be honest. This has been fantastic. She was fantastic as well. But I'm sold. Let's sign up for the first year. Let's see what we can do.
Okay, let's lock it in. So, Vinny, you spell your first name V-I-N-N-I-E?
No. So why don't you do my actual full name? It's Vincent. V-I-N-C-E-N-T.
Okay. it's good because you're going to be able to write this off as a business expense when you do your taxes at the beginning of next year. So you'll get it back, actually. And Google partners are considered Google advertising, so it's business expense. What's your last name?
I'll have to spell it. T as in Tom. O-R-R-E-G-R-O-S-S-A.
Okay. And are you the owner of the, or the sole owner of the company?
Sole owner, yep.
Okay. And then what's your business email where I could send everything in writing?
Yep. It's Fino, F-I-N-O, Masonry, M-A-S-O-N-R-Y, chimneyrestoration@gmail.com.
Okay. It's a long one. All right. Update.
Yeah. I didn't know how to make it as simple. I was trying to be as simple as possible, but also keep it the business name. So, I mean, I made the business name a little long, but I wanted to be a little bit different. Like, I carried my father's legacy, and his company was Fino Masonry, and then I just rebranded it last year and changed the name a little bit, but I didn't want to be generic and just be Masonry and Chimney, so
yeah.
I felt like Masonry and Chimney just wasn't enough, so I added the restoration to the end of it. In hindsight, it's a freaking really long name.
It's balanced, though. Like, when you look at it on the screen, it, you know, two words, asterisk sign, two words, and it's pretty balanced out with the characters, so it does look nice.
Gotcha. Well, awesome. Yeah.
And then you can, or do you have a tracking number already? Like, is this 585-659 FIRE a tracking number?
What do you mean? That's just the business number. So no, I don't think I have a tracking number yet.
Okay, so if you dial that line, it comes directly to you? There's no, like, automated answering or AI answering service?
Nope. Yeah, nope, it comes directly to me, yeah.
Interesting, okay. You know, part of another thing we could do for you that House Call Pro doesn't do, did you notice when I sent you that that link to House Call Pro and to our company, the answers to the question popped up in AI Overview?
Yes, I did notice that.
Yeah, we actually can provide that submission, and nobody else does that but Local Splash with the AI Overview. So if somebody goes in and types in, like, who's the best chimney repair service, or who's the best at tuck pointing or masonry in the area, you know, we can make it so that Fino Masonry and Chimney Restoration appears there, and it'll give them background information on you and, like, a mission statement.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a new thing that we just launched. So I'll enroll you in that as well. They do have a thing called ADA, which is an AI answering service.
Okay.
So I didn't know if that was something you were interested in. We always provide you with a Google tracking number, so that way you can track specifically what's coming from your online listings. But if you have ADA hooked up to it, ADA is like an automated answering service you could set up. You can even have it in your voice if you'd like. But it's AI, and it'll basically schedule for you. You know, it'll ask them, like, when's the best time for you to come out. And so I'll make both of those tools available to you. We'll go Google Voice tracking number and AI Overview. And what they want you to do with the tracking number is they'll have you save it to your phone under the business name. So that way when those calls come in, it just says Fino Masonry and Chimney Restoration right on it. You know it's a business call and not a personal call.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go ahead
and
save. All right. And then what was the street address you used for your Google verification?
26 Chesterton Road.
I was trying to make sure it's the same. We don't have to go through that process again.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay.
14626 zip code.
Got it. Okay. Boom. And as of right now, we'll assume that you're going to be able to get that domain name, username, and password from them. Okay. So I'll just go ahead and attach it. And unless there's a problem, then I can go in there and switch it, take it off the profile. Okay. Copy, paste, submit. Okay. You want to leave your hours of operation the same? 7 to 7?
Yeah, we'll leave it 7 to 7. That's fine. Yep.
Okay. Monday through Sunday. All right. And then you said you're using House Call Pro, so you probably can accept a card as well, cash, check, and card.
Yep. All forms of payment. The only thing as of yet, because I'm considered a newer business, is I don't have financing yet, but I accept all other forms of payment.
Okay.
Eventually, I'll do financing, but I have to be in business as the new company for close to 3 years. At least a few of the places told me that. So, but that's down the road anyways.
Okay. All right. And then I'm going to create the profile here. So it's going to be $2,500 flat for the whole year. That'll cover you until
yep.
February 3rd of 2027. Okay. The prepays are non-refundable. So you're locked in for the whole year. We just start working
yep.
on it and disperse everything. All right. We'll send that directly to Google for
that.
The
that honestly made more sense for me at 200. The way I looked at it was I'm stomaching $200 a month for help with all kinds of stuff that I really needed help with. So
yeah.
a $200 a month investment is worth it for me.
100%. And you got to think to do it that way, you're saving yourself a lot of money long term. Some businesses
yep.
aren't even successful until they finally get on the first page, you know? So
yep.
for you to invest in that and have it locked in for the whole year just nails that down. But there are things you can advance into. Like if you get 6 months down the line and things are growing great, but maybe you hired somebody to help you, or maybe somebody that you were subcontracting to decided, you know, they want to jump on board, or you decided you wanted them to jump on board, you could always let us know. And there's still like local service ads that we could do. It is pay per lead. So some people like it, some people don't. And there's also pay-per-click campaigns. So the only time we
okay.
use those usually is if they want to cover more than that 25-mile radius.
Okay.
But, you know, if you need to grow, we could also help you grow too and expand the company from here.
Awesome. That's fantastic and great to hear.
All right. And then in terms of securing that payment of the $2,500, how did you want to do that?
I have a card in front of me, so whenever you're ready, I'll give you the card information.
Okay, I'm ready for you.
4147.
4147.
1814.
1814.
3848.
3848.
6510.
6510. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0927.
09 of 27, and then three-digit code on the back.
924.
924. Okay. Right. And then before I can process any kind of payment with you, I do have to walk you through a voice verification recording. This
okay.
call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Business name is Pheno Masonry and Chimney Restoration.
Okay. And is that business name on your payment method, or does it just say Vincent Terragrossa?
On this payment method, it just says Vincent J. Terragrossa.
Okay. I want to make sure that this matches up on the invoice, so that way you can write it off. And then
yep.
can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Vincent Joseph Terragrossa, and I'm the owner of the business.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely. I will respond back as fast as I possibly can.
Okay. We like 24 to 48 hours response time.
Sure. As far as customers go, like, I'll respond within minutes if it's a lead or something. And as far as you guys go, if I miss your call, I would call you back in a few hours. So no problem at all. You'll never be hanging on waiting for me. You'll get a call in less than 24 hours.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, that's exact. You took the words right out of my mouth. 24 to 48 hours is for us. For your clients, you're going to have the best results with immediate response time. If you do miss
yep.
calls, though, they will pipeline or save inside your tracking system for you to follow up on, so that way you're not missing opportunities.
Awesome.
Okay. As a result of the increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash and are not Google partners. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash or Google and not another company, right? Google should never call you. Typically, they'll have the partners do that. So anybody that calls and says they're Google, that's an automatic red flag. You usually want to verify the security question there. But you have
okay.
three options for the security question. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do my first pet's name, and it was Wrinkles.
Wrinkles, okay.
Yeah, it was a Chinese Sharpei.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. I actually had a dog growing up that was half Sharpei, half German Shepherd. He was white.
Okay.
But he was all white, and he was super wrinkly like that, and super hairy. Just a crazy mix of a dog.
Yeah, sounds like it. I haven't had a Sharpei since, but I have four dogs now, all different breeds. So.
Yeah, I never had a Sharpei after that either. I didn't. We didn't want to do the. We went all short hair dogs after that.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think that was the Sharpei side of it, though. I think it was just his German Shepherd side of it. But
yeah, agreed. I was just gonna say it was probably the German Shepherd. My cousins have all had German Shepherds over the years, and oh my God, do they freaking have long hair and shed.
Yeah, yeah. We did have Delilah, who was a German Shepherd, actually after him. It was after her where we were like, okay.
Short hair.
Yeah. Then my mom was like, nope, short hair, we're not doing it. So we went, had two other dogs after that. It was pit bulls and a pit bull and a boxer.
Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, let's update. Okay, wrinkles. Wrinkles is locked in. Okay. Let me go back to voice verification. I can't believe I have this all on recording. Okay.
That's all right.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And then it says, in hiring our company, Local/, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Absolutely.
Okay. I know you mentioned House Call Pro and Home Advisor by Angie's. I'm thinking after a while, both of those will probably disappear once you start seeing the success from this campaign.
Sure.
But if you're going to add anything after today, which you shouldn't need, if you look at the Platinum Package, it should have everything you need from here moving forward. But if you're going to add something, double check and make sure that you're not duplicating anything or paying extra money towards something that we may already be doing for you. Okay.
Awesome. Yep, will do.
Okay. And then it says, as a part of the verification process, I know you're already Google verified, so this might not apply to you, but it's just a blanket statement in here. It's essential that Local/ receives any required business documents that Google requests in a timely manner. These may include things like a business license or insurance. If you're doing Google guaranteed, we would need the application for that. And any other items recommended for your Google Business page verification. I know you're already verified, right? So I'm saying this because it's on here. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Sure. Yep.
Okay. It's a
but there's nothing specific. I was going to say, there's nothing specific I got to submit as of right this second, right?
As of right now, no, but that's not saying that we don't submit the profile and then Google say, hey, we need this stuff. Or maybe
of course.
You leave House Call Pro and they click on something on their way out of there, you know, and then we got to redo it, you know. So we might get an update on that depending on how that goes. So that's the great thing about having us there for the year is anytime something happens like that, though, we're already in your corner. We'll get the notification probably faster than you do, and we'll be on top of it and be able to notify you and get those things going so that way you're not missing opportunities and not being placed.
Okay.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 3rd, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure for an annual prepay of $2,500 flat. There are no setup fees. We waived all setup fees. I've also made the website available to you in the package at no additional cost, whether you need a new domain or not. Okay.
Awesome.
Since this is a 12-month verbal agreement, you don't have any payments throughout the rest of 2026, but come 2027, on February 3rd, it's going to start to automatically renew at $299, our initial agreement, as a month-to-month package. So it won't automatically renew you.
Oh, I lost you for a minute.
If you don't let us know that you want to your prepay, it's just going to switch over to the $299 reoccurring on the third day of each month.
Got it. But if on the third, before the third of next year, I wanted to do the year, I could do the year again for $2,500.
Hello?
Yep. Are you there?
Hello?
I'm here. You cut out for a minute. Are you there? Hello? What is going on? Hello? Hello, I'm here. What happened? Hello? It still says I'm connected. Jared, what happened? Hello? I don't know. It still says I'm connected. This is weird. Hello? Come on, what the hell just happened? Hello? Hello, are you there? I don't know what the hell's going on. It says that we're still connected. Hello? Oh, I don't know what happened. Hopefully they call back.